Good morning, we take continue with our series Nachiomi, a deeper look as we do every single daily. Loi Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Ackert Zichrono Lebracha. Today, I'd like to take a deeper look at one aspect of today's Perek Shmuel Bet Perakei, where David HaMelech goes ahead and conquers the city of Yevus, otherwise known as the city of Yerushalayim. And of course, in the context, he has to go ahead and deal with the Ivrim V'Pischim. He has to get rid of the imagery of the lame and the blind, which we talked a lot about in today's Nachiomi itself. But what is the city of Yevus? Is the city of Yevus the original name of the city, and the city that we call Yerushalayim not the city, the name of the city? The truth is, in the late 1800s, this was indeed the practice. There were many who had the opinion that the original name of the city was the city of Yevus. But the fact is that Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Tukhachinsky, in a very fascinating six-volume work, Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, which is all about different aspects of Yerushalayim, and in his introduction in Chelek Beis, where he talks about the geography of the city of Yerushalayim and the mentioning in the history of Yerushalayim, he notes that the city was first called Shalem in the year 2023, and we know that that is certainly the time and the case from Sefer Bereishis during the battle of the four kings against the five kings, when Avram Avinu meets up with a fellow who's known as Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. That Shem ben Noah, Chazal tell us, called it Shalem. Avram Avinu referred to the city as Yireh, Yireh, Asher Yamer Hayom Behar Hashem Yireh, which is where he did Akedas Yitzchak. And so when you combine Yireh and Shalem, you get Yerushalayim. And so the initial name of the city must have been Yerushalayim. In fact, Avimelech had a grandson named Yevus, and he was the one who started to build the walls of Yerushalayim, and that happened in 2473, or 25 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then he was the one, Yevus, together with his people, who went ahead and built the Mitzudas Tzion, which became and included the Migdal David that is described in detail in our Perek. And why did he do all that? He did it because he was afraid of Am Yisrael. They had just left Egypt in a rather magnificent way. They had just traveled through the desert. They had battled Amalek, and so therefore, he was afraid, and they were afraid. And that's when the city Yevus became known by its name. In fact, it's impossible for us to assume, as the archaeologists had done in the late 1800s, beginning of the 1900s, and referred to the city and said the initial name of the city was Yevus, because we find in Sefer Yehoshua that the city was called Yerushalayim long before it was called Yevus. And by the way, normally when we talk about it, the name Yevus would only be a reference to the people who sat there, not to the land itself. Calling a city by a name after you call it by the people who conquered it seems a little bit odd. It's not what normally happens. And not only that, the Tel Amra is referred to as Orushalayim in Tel Amra, where they found the excavations that describe the storyline of the battle of the four kings against the five kings. They refer to it as Orushalayim or Yerushalayim, not as Yevus. If the city was known as Yevus, it should have certainly not been referred to as Orushalayim all the way back in the secular confirmations of the Torah stories. We also find some other fascinating issue about this Yevus issue and this idea of the idols of the Ivrim U'Pischim. We certainly know that there was a tradition that there was some sort of promise between that took place that prevented everyone from conquering the city until the time of David HaMelech. Now, what that was, we described one way in the Sefer, but Rabbi Tukhachinsky in Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash comes along and he says, I don't understand. He says, we already know that well before David HaMelech, the people were allowed to go ahead and conquer the Plishtim, because Shimshon, we're told, that the Malach had told his mother, Hatzalfuni, Hu Yachelo, Shias Yisrael Miyad Plishtim, he's going to be successful, he's going to conquer and save the Jewish people from the Plishtim. And if they weren't allowed to go fight the Plishtim, because of the deal that Avram Avinu made with Avimelech, this swearing, then the Jews would never have been able to conquer. So therefore, Rabbi Tukhachinsky, again, seizing on the idea over here, returns to Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Perek Lamed Vav, where he says that at the time Avram Avinu purchased the Maras HaMachpelah in the city of Hebron, in the Maras HaMachpelah, the B'nai Chet who sold it to him were a little bit nervous about selling him land. And so they said, look, we'll sell you this piece of land, but we don't want you to capture our more valuable area, which is that big city of Us over there. And so they made Avraham Avinu swear that he would not go ahead and conquer the city, nor he, nor his children or grandchildren, without the permission of the Yevusim, right? And without that promise being fulfilled, that was the one that was held up. Certainly to defeat the Plishtim, they were allowed to do, but to conquer Yerushalayim, that would have required permission. And Avraham Avinu had agreed. And that says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, was the situation that came up over here. So again, just in summary, we've talked a lot today in our deeper look about the city of Yerushalayim and its history. Was it known first as Yavus? Or was it known first as Yerushalayim, despite what the archaeologists had said? It seems more logical that it was Yerushalayim first, and that Avraham Avinu had a little bit of a challenge, and the promise that came about thereafter came about because the Plishtim, the Yavusim, were very, very scared of Avraham Avinu and the conquering of the land. Adi Yom Hazeh, they're always asking for pieces of Eretz Yisrael, and in the process, they always want us to take certain measures and give up our claim to Yerushalayim, but it can never happen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that in Yerushalayim, that is not only the place where we rendezvous with Hashem, it's also the place where the kingdom and the melucha of Am Yisrael will always be found. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.